Don't tread on my bones, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January the 19th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Going to reach out to Rick Randall and see if I can get connected with him. I tried during the break and had a little bit of a problem, so let's add him into the break right now to join us on this magnificent Monday. Hopefully we can connect him into the show now, and he will be able to talk with us this morning and have a good motivational session with Dr. Rick Randall, chiropractor.
Good morning, Randy.
Torchlight. Good morning, Rick. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Great. How are you?
Well, we're having major wins here at the studio. I'm sure you're experiencing down there at your office in Torchport. And for some reason, I tried ringing you during the break, and it kept saying, not available, not available. And I had a reset. I had to do a reset on the computer. And as soon as I did it, the green light came on, and we're good to go. Now we're talking with you. So we have a magnificent Monday going here, buddy. How are you doing today?
All right. So we're live and speaking with the crowd.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing, Rick, I wanted to ask you. I texted you that forecast of this week, and your yes. response was dress warm with sunglasses on the little sun face you sent me. And it's like, man, I cannot believe these winds and how bitter cold. Have you been out plowing your snow already today?
No, I didn't get out yet this morning to shovel because it keeps blowing and snowing. So that time is coming. That's on my goal sheet for the day is to shovel snow. Yeah. But, you know, Randy, I just, Mother Nature can get crazy. And when those winds start blowing, when I looked out this morning and just saw the winds gusting by, I thought, man, some places that have incredible storms and hurricanes or you name it, I think I am so fortunate to live where we get to live, where we just deal with winds and snow, and that's about it. But sometimes that can be enough.
Right, exactly. And they said the wind chills potential for later today, tomorrow, minus 35 degrees. So
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing. I guess the temperature outside right now says it's 11, but when you add in these wind gusts, man, it's bitter cold. I went out yesterday while I was in between watching my football games, and I threw the driveway off, and I went out with my normal, you know, hat and the hood on my jacket. I got out there and felt that wind on my face, and it's like, whoa, frostbite on the cheeks. I mean, it was like biting. So I ran back in, and I took off the cap and put on my bearskin full face mask. And only thing that's exposed is basically your eyes. You're breathing right into this mask. Man, that really, really saved the day. These wind chills are just bitter cold. I wanted to talk to you today, a couple topics, motivational Mondays, magnificent Mondays, basically, is what we're talking about with Dr. Rick Randall. Of course, he's the author of the Good Words book, The Absolute Road Trip, Good Words book for success. And Rick opened up the book today, and sure enough, there it was again, goals. And we keep talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions and all that. But, yeah, and it's like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me here? I need to write out some goals? Is that basically what we're looking at? You talk about it all the time, and you made the list. You had talked about that last Monday. But I want to get into, when we get back from the break, I want to get into specifically long-term goals and how that's kind of affected your life and kind of the direction, you know, things have gone because of you writing down long-term goals. Why do we do it? And what is it that people actually need to address or say? And how do you get to say, okay, these are my long-term 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, my life goals? How is the process that people need to go through when sitting down with a piece of paper and doing long-term goals? We're going to take a short break, and we'll get Rick Randall's answer to that and much, much more here on this magnificent Monday. Short break. We'll be right back. Good.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
what I call today. It is just a decision. If you want to go this way, Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine. Is the attitude of choice. Give the seeds that you are planting a much healthier taste. Magnificent Monday is what I'm talking about. Rock a positive attitude. Conquer the day without doubt. Giddy up and get busy and grind and get it done. When you
that is the song, Magnificent Monday, and I just played a little longer piece of it, Rick. If folks would like that texted to their phone, just text me MM for Magnificent Monday.
Right on.
To you. So, hey, one of the things that in that song it talks about is watering the seeds, and the seeds are basically goals. These, you know, I read somewhere, I heard somewhere at some seminar, I forget where I heard it from, desire. Desire is the Latin word for the father. Desire is desire, and your thoughts of any desire that pops into your brain comes from the father. And that desire, Rick, can be turned into goals, can be turned into, hey, I have this desire that when I retire, I want to be a millionaire. I want to have $1 million in the bank in my retirement account. Well, that is totally possible, but how do you get there? What happens? And what happens, Rick, when you write that down on a piece of paper? I want to have $1 million in my retirement account when I retire. How does that statement, that goal written down on a piece of paper, end up ultimately start working on it through your subconscious mind? Explain that process to the people.
Well, okay, that's a good question. So what I think is true is this, is that you can write down any kind of thing you want to write down. You know, buy a house on Lake Michigan, you know, buy a brand new car, get a truck, anything that you want to do. Okay, but the goals have to be realistic, and then you have to have a timetable that you go, okay, a realistic timetable as well. So if you're making $25,000 a year and you want to have $1 million in your retirement account, you need to do a little math and figure out how many years that might be and what's the realistic chance of that happening. And I say you never underestimate the power of the universe and what's possible out there. You know, all of a sudden you win a lottery and next thing you know, you're there, you know, but you don't know how.
Or on your example there, Rick, you're not making enough money, $25,000, you know, a year doing what you're doing based on the fact that you only got 10 years, 20 years to go for your retirement. Well, then maybe you need a new job where you make more money in order to make the goal come to fruition.
So then that's what I write also, is that you have to establish the behavior required to achieve the goal. And so that's really where you kind of come up with the reality of that goal is the behavior required. I want to be an Olympic athlete. What's the behavior required? Well, the first behavior would be start at age 10. And so I've passed that window, you know. And so
right.
There's a few things out there that we can – I love wish lists. And again, you know, never say no. One of the words of my book is yes, and say yes. But then you have to figure out what's the behavior required to attain the goal, and then practice the behavior. And so when you asked about long-term goals before that, and so I call it the wheel of your life. And Dennis Waitley did a really cool thing. He was a motivational speaker. He was an Air Force pilot. Impressive guy when I listened to him a couple times and read his book. And one of his books was The 10 Seeds of Greatness. And what he did is he said, okay, divide your goal list into different spokes. So your spiritual, mental goals, your work goals, your income, family, fitness, whatever is important to you is a spoke on your wheel. And so then he says, okay, so this is great. He asks questions specifically related to whatever topic it might be. And you go, okay, that spoke has got, 10 points on it. So you draw your spoke from the hub to the rim of the wheel. And you go, that's 10. And then you have your family goals. And well, because you're so busy working, your family gets shorted. So that spoke only has a 2. And so then your income goals, and you look at your income goals and the effort that you put on your income goals, and that only has a 5. Anyways, by the time you fill out all your spokes and realize, what the score is, then you connect the spoke, the one spoke to the next spoke. Well, if one is 10 and the next one is 2 and the next one is 5, if you can visualize what the wheel looks like with these uneven or unbalanced spokes,
right?
That's how well your wheel rolls down your life path. And so you have to be fair in all directions. You can't just overwhelm one and not consider the others or do things that are consistent with the other spokes on the wheel. And that was
sure.
That was a good lesson for me, because I was all set on where I was going to go and what I was going to do, and I started buying rental houses and working in chiropractic, and I was working Sundays. I was so excited when I got into chiropractic, and like I said, I joined my dad's practice, and that was one of the best experiences and learning experiences of my life. And I had Dr. Laverick and my dad. Dr. Laverick was an associate of my dad's for years, and another one of my all-time best teachers. But you have these people in your life, you have this excitement, you have this energy, and so then again, I'd go in on Sundays for 3 or 4 patients. I'll always remember that I felt these patients were so bad, and it was Sunday afternoon, and this is, we were going back in the day when Boston Celtics were playing against the L.A. Lakers, and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and
oh, yeah.
that game was just coming on, and I'm getting my shoes and my coat on thinking, what am I doing? I'm going to treat people right now. It's Sunday afternoon,
Right.
It was consistent with my goals, was to take care of as many people as I could, as effectively as I could, and give the best care that I could, regardless of their ability to pay me or whatever the ability that they had on their end. And so if Sunday afternoon was the call, then I'll always remember. But John, he was just a neat guy. He was in school administration, and I just so enjoyed the man, and he was in such a bad way. And I thought, all right, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, or John. So I got in the car and went and saw John. But, enthusiasm is such an important part of your life. It's just getting excited about your life. And then when you have goals or when you have desires, especially, desires, that's a great word. That's one of the words in our coloring book. And so when you have these desires, these goals, it makes your life more exciting. And then you have to add faith, believe, and can. And so you can do it. And so again, goals have to be realistic. And it's not that they're unrealistic. It might be just they're unrealistic for the time that you're allotting to make that happen.
Sure.
So that's kind of where I go with. For instance, I wrote down, different spokes on my wheel. Weight and height, that's a classic for a lot of people. Height, I think, is just funny. At this point, when I was a young kid, I was a little guy, and I wanted to be 6 foot so bad. And it was just seemed like a good place to go, And I was little. I in 10th grade, I wrestled 112 pounds, or I weighed 110 pounds.
Yeah, and, you were a little guy.
Yeah, and I wasn't anywhere close to 6 foot tall. And so the funny part about that, we're in one of those old-fashioned station wagons. I call old-fashioned because it is now. It was a 9-passenger station wagon in the seat.
Oh, yeah, facing the rear.
And I'm sitting there with my cousin, we've got our feet kind of hanging out the window, and she looks at my feet. She goes, oh, are you ever going to get taller? And I could have kissed her. I'm like, well, how do you know, And
look how big your feet are.
Look at your feet, man. You're going to grow. I was so pumped up at that time. Now the height goal, Randy, is to try to keep from getting shorter, right?
Right. So gravity and old age. Absolutely, brother. Well, it's funny. It came into my head when you were speaking about the different components of your goals and your wheel, your spokes on the wheel. And you said it contributes to your life path. And I think you need to change that a little bit. Instead of life paths, it's your own road trip.
Yes.
Going full. So yep. There you go. Hey, one question did come in here. I got a text. Jennifer says, we're married, husband and wife. We have two little kids. Goals. Is that something we should do, my husband and I, together to make sure our goals don't conflict with one another? What a great question.
It is a great question, and I think that's absolutely true, is that you do have your family goals. And so the neat thing about, you know, your husband is now, or your wife, is that you've got a partner, an alias working in those directions. I think that's a critical part of a successful working relationship, is to spend time weekly. You know, weekly is a fair time where you just say, hey, let's set aside an hour where you and I just talk about our life together and where we want to go, and our children. That's another cool thing, is teach this to your children early and explain to them what goals, what ideas, what things they'd like to accomplish. And it's pretty impressive, because younger kids, they know way more than you think, or at least that's just what I'm going to say. They know a lot. But you have to kind of structure that. You have to kind of orchestrate the direction that it should go in, because, you know, a young child might choose to, you know, be the president of the United States. So you don't want to thwart any goals. You just go, okay, that's exciting. That's cool. But what are we going to do right now in fourth grade? You know, and so it's very important for you and your husband, Jennifer, is to sit down and you write your goals. You still have to have your own personal goals, you know, your personal fitness goals. I think that's important. Your religious or spiritual goals, what books you want to read that stimulate your prefrontal cortex and get you thinking in the positive way. And so without a doubt, that's a certain part of the spoke on the wheel is family goals. And what it is that you want to accomplish together. And then that, you know, the power of the battery, you know, one battery connected to another battery generates the energy of three batteries, kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, so at that point, you're working together. And it also allows you to kind of uncover things maybe that you just need to talk about and discuss. And it has to be, you know, with your spouse, it should be safe, open space. It should be okay to talk and share and participate in just commonality as to what we want to create together, what we want to have together, and how do we keep our relationship solid. That's a great question, Jennifer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, hey, Rick, yeah. on that point, you mentioned, you know, when two batteries are in series together, they actually generate the power of three. That's actually in Scripture. God
Beautiful.
Says, when two or more are gathered together in my name, so yes. shall I be. There's the third person coming into that battery conversation.
And thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well, and the thing of it is, God is in your book. I mean, you've got
That's
four
right.
pages in there. So let's see. I got another one, a real quick one for you. When's the best time, in your opinion, Rick, to sit down and to work on you're working on your goals? Should you do it in the morning when you first wake up? Should you do it on a Saturday night? When's the best time you think you could advise people to sit down and write out goals?
Well, for daily goals, you know, it's I prefer to do it at nighttime, because again, it puts tomorrow off of the day, and you could go sleep easier without
yes.
your mind running around trying to decide what's going to do the next day. But when you're writing longer term goals, do it when you have the time. Do it when it's a comfortable place and space that you can sit in, because it takes some thought. And again, get your pencil ready. You know, just start writing stuff that comes into your head, and then you can define it later. So you can have a crash goal writing session, you know. But then it takes hours, and it takes days, and it takes weeks, and the goals continue to change.
You might not do it all in one setting either.
No, you won't. Absolutely. You won't. And things change as you get going down the trail,
right.
down the road trip. Is
Hey, Rick, I want to give yep. a shout out for Pass the Positive. I also want to mention the MM Magnificent Monday song. You guys like that? Text me MM.